With today's Fruit Grower Report, I'm Bob Larson. Online purchasing is nothing new, relatively speaking, but its convenience has become very attractive to many of us. That's why Pear Bureau Northwest has added a new feature to its website, allowing people searching their pear recipes to quickly and easily order the ingredients.
So this is an opportunity for us to say, somehow you got to our website, whether it was through social media, whether you were doing a search online for pear tart, and you got to our website, you've read our recipe, it intrigued you. Rather than printing it out and taking it as ingredients to the grocery store, now you can just literally press a button and create that shopped moment, fully shopped.
And the Pear Bureau's Kathy Stevenson says it works with many of your favorite grocery chains.
If I have a relationship with Safeway, I've already set up a delivery service with them or a pickup service, then I can select that. Otherwise, you know, Amazon Fresh is limited across the country, but Walmart certainly is quite ubiquitous. And so no matter where you're at, you can probably get Walmart service.
Stevenson says it's all very simple.
Go to our website at usapears.org, click on our recipes, and every recipe right below the ingredients will have a couple bars where you can click one to shop the recipe, or click the second bar just to create a shopping list that you can then print out for yourself.
The Pear Bureau teamed up with Whisk to make this online shopping experience possible. Welcome back to another Fruit Bites brought to you by Valent USA. And joining us, as always, is Valent's Allison Walston. And this week, Allison, tell me, what fruit will be in season in August?
Now we're really getting into the fruit season. Early apples, Asian pears, and Bartlett pears will start harvesting. We still have some blueberries and caneberries available, and sweet corn.
Wait, corn isn't a fruit?
Well, it should be. Sweet and delicious. Anyway, I digress. Still some late cherries will be around, and everyone that has a secret huckleberry spot will be very busy.
Oh, and I've seen peaches and nectarines.
I've also seen some local peaches at farm stands. We don't grow a ton of peaches up here, but usually enough for the fresh market. When you're grilling this August, brush some halved peaches with oil and put on the grill. Super delicious. Hermiston watermelon should be arriving soon, too.
Well, I guess I better visit my local farm stand, farmer's market, or grocery produce section.
Early varieties of hops, too. Fresh hop beers on the way.
Well, that's a fruit I can get on board with. Thanks, Allison. Join us again next time for more Fruit Bites brought to you by Valent. Until then, I'm Bob Larson.
From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson with your Fruit Grower Report.